In a tightening job market, businesses are transitioning to a more flexible, tech-driven culture. What is the impact of that new technology on employee engagement and productivity? Find out when we return to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Have you been seeing a lot of messages lately relating to vaping and e-cigarettes in your social media feed? Perhaps that's not an accident. New research shows that a lot of them have been generated by bots. And now there are government investigations into whether they're misleading consumers. That's what we're looking into after these tech headlines. New research suggests that China is broadening its mass data collection efforts with the help of a seemingly benign mobile app and translation service. A Chinese propaganda app known in English as, quote-unquote, Study the Great Nation, became the most downloaded app in China after it was launched in January, and now it has more than 100 million registered users. It's being touted as an education app, and employers are asking their workers to actively engage in it. But according to a report published Saturday by the German cybersecurity company Cure 53, it has a back door that allows the Chinese Communist Party to log users' locations, calls, and contact lists. Separately, an Australian report published Monday found that a little-known Chinese state-owned company specializing in big data and AI is mining the equivalent of 5 trillion words in 65 different languages every day from sources such as social and traditional media. And the report found strong indications that the company is generating military intelligence using the data it collected. For more on this story, go to WSJ.com. Google has shut down high-interest consumer loan services from its App Store, limiting payday lenders' access to customers. After recently barring apps from offering personal loans with an annual percentage rate of 36% or higher on its Google Play App Store, the latest move puts the tech giant into a fight over payday loans, which often carry triple-digit interest rates. The shift was implemented in August with an update to Google Apps development guidelines for the Android operating system. It has prompted an outcry from payday lending companies. Consumer advocates, on the other hand, praise Google's decision, citing overlap between payday loan customers, who tend to have lower incomes, and users of Android devices, which are generally less expensive products. A week ago, Activision Blizzard sparked an online boycott by banning an esports player because of his comments about Hong Kong. Now that boycott is having a notable financial impact on the company, and according to investment bank Cowen's analysis of iPhone data, U.S. bookings for Activision's Hearthstone were at least 18 to 23% lower than they would have been without the boycott. The decline has also extended into other countries. The Blizzard shortened the suspension levied on Engwei Cheng. This is the esports competitor who backed anti-government protesters in Hong Kong during a live interview after winning a match. Cowen has described the boycott as unique and more serious. One silver lining, the peak impact of the boycott was likely past. Activision Blizzard shares were off 0.7%. Coming up, have vaping companies been using social media to mislead customers? Washington aims to find out. More after this.
Welcome back to the Transformation Minute from Comcast Business. What kind of effect does new technology have on employee engagement and productivity? We asked Denise Hasty, SVP of Comcast Business.
Companies that embrace technology will be the ones to attract and retain the top talent. So with the ability to work from anywhere, barriers have become more fluid. But these experiences are also dependent on a great network that enables each employee to have the kind of experience that brings them back to work every day.
In August, House investigators asked each of the 5 big firms manufacturing vaping products whether it had used social media bots to market its products. And now, the House Energy and Commerce Committee asked whether the bots have disclosed their connection with the manufacturer. So how are companies possibly using social media marketing and advertising to mislead consumers about vaping? Joining us with more on this story is WSJ's John D. McKinnon. Hi, John.
How are you?
Great, thanks. So, as you know, bot marketing has been an important tool for promoting e-cigarettes. What's not quite clear is how much of it has been going on, but, you know, we have enough to go on that there are official government probes in order here. So how did we come upon this official action?
You know, it's funny. This is something that researchers in the tobacco field have noticed for a long time. There are papers going back several years from academic researchers showing that basically the majority of Twitter traffic that discusses e-cigarettes is coming from bots, and it has always been thus. And so it's been out there for a long time, but I think that the authorities who are getting increasingly concerned about e-cigarettes are taking notice of this finally and starting to look into it.
Right. What's interesting is this particular report, the Public Good Projects. It's interesting to learn how these messages are getting onto Twitter, because it's not necessarily just ads. There's a very specific method in which we are seeing these vape messages. Would you mind explaining how it's done?
Well, it's really a mix of sources and it's a mix of messages. As you might expect, you know, when you're dealing with traffic that's reaching up into the millions, you know, there are going to be different messages and coming from different places. But basically, some of it is advertising. Some of it's more like it's organic. Some of it is organic, but some of it is clearly aimed at, and this is what really worries people, it's clearly aimed at promoting what sounds like a very healthy sounding message that, you know, this e-cigarettes can help you stop smoking regular cigarettes. But, you know, ultimately it's aimed at promoting e-cigarettes. So that's really troubles some of the folks in the anti-tobacco field.
It seems as though this bot marketing, in essence, works so well because it is so hard for the government to control. And in that, one wonders how much it's helped make this problem become the epidemic that it has.
Well, I mean, there are people who definitely suspect that that was a big aim of using bot marketing, was to reach a younger audience that is more attuned to social media. And, in fairness to Twitter, it's not been limited at all to Twitter. It shows up on lots of other social media accounts.
So let's talk about the separate stuff happening in looking into these big vaping manufacturing companies. Now, what's next? How are we digging into this?
It's hard to know exactly where their investigations are going and how deeply they're looking into this. But once you start to peel this onion, you know, there are lots of layers to it. And certainly they're going to be finding that, as we discussed, a lot of these messages are varied and come from a lot of different sources. I think one thing that complicates this a lot is that bot marketing of all kinds can be done by third parties on contractual basis. And so it's not clear when the e-cigarette companies say, well, we've never done, you know, bot marketing on social media, it's not clear whether that means that they've never, ever had a contract with somebody else to do bot marketing, or whether they're benefiting indirectly from marketing that's being done by distributors or other folks in the retail food chain.
The relationship between big industry and the government has always been at a head. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out accordingly when we enter this new vaping territory. It seems like it's just the beginning.
Yeah, there have been a lot of misleading claims, you know, for decades about all of these things.
Right. So, I mean, we will just have to see this play out as we do. John D. McKinnon, thank you so much for the latest.
You're so welcome.
And that is Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.